So, if you remember, so we left off on Thursday. So we were discussing what happens if you have that Adar Rishon, that if after you'd lain the Megillah and Adar Rishon, and then after that, it turns out that they said, okay, we're going to be Ma'abar the Shat, we're the Chodesh, we're going to make it into another month. So there was a Machlokas. You say that you lain the first Adar, do you lain the second one, do you do both? So we had Rav Shimon Gamliel says that you do the second one, and Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Yossi says that you do in the first one. Okay, so the Gemara says, we are on the bottom line. We said that the you're supposed to learn the second one, which tells you that the second Adar is the one you're supposed to be learning in the Megillah. So Gemara says, "V'itzrach lemichtav," turning now to Zayin Amud Aleph. "V'itzrach lemichtav hashenus," we had to say the word hashenus in the pasuk. "V'itzrach lemichtav b'chol shana v'shana," we had to say that you're supposed to learn each and every year. Why? "Di'imikal b'chol shana v'shana," because if we would only just learned out from the fact that you're supposed to lane each and every month, Hava Mina Kikushin. And we said to the question that we said that maybe you're supposed to be laning in the first Adar because that's the way that we normally interpret it to mean. That should be the first Adar you're supposed to be doing it, not the second one. So therefore, Kamash Malan Hashenis, therefore it says in the Pasuk, Hashenis, which means the second one, to teach you that you're supposed to lane the Megillah in that situation in Adar Sheni. V'iyash Mina Hashenis, and if it would only say the second one, Hava Mina B'tchila B'rishon B'sheni, I would have thought that you're supposed to lane both in the first and in the second, right? Because it says Shenis, which means twice. So therefore, Kamash Lam Bechal Shana Vashana, that teaches that just like each and every year, when it's a normal year, you only lane one time, you don't lane two times. So to now, in a time when you have it that it falls out that it was one, and then they were Ma'abar the Chodesh, you only lane, you would lane it the second time, but when it normally falls out, like in our calendar now, if you have Adar Rishon and Adar Sheni, you're only going to lane it the second time, which is the way that we paskin. Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Yossi, hi, Hashenis Mayavilei. So what does he do with the pasuk? Because he says that you're supposed to be laning in the first Adar. He says you always lane in the first Adar. When you have two Adars, he says you always lane in the first Adar. So what does he do with Hashenis? So he says, Mivay Leilich Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda. He learns out like Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda. Dam Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda. Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda said, Betchila Kavua B'Shushan. Then in the beginning, they when they initially sent out the letters to tell you what you're supposed to be doing, they said that you should be, it was only in Shushan that they accepted that they will be laning in the Megillah. And then, they sent out the second letters. When they sent out the second letters, that's when not only did they land the Megillah in Shushan, but they landed it in all of the provinces that were in under Ahasuerus's rule. And that's where we learned that they're supposed to land all over the place. You're supposed to be reading the Megillah. Amar Shmuel, Amar Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda, Shachal Ham Esher LaChacham. Okay, so now we got a Gemara that's going to talk about how we established reading the Megillah. So Esther sent a letter, or she sent to the Chacham. She said as follows: Kavuni l'doros, I want you to set up that forever they're always going to be celebrating the holiday of Purim. So Shalchulah kinat mareres alaynu leben umas. So if we're going to send out and read out that you're supposed to read the Megillah every year, then all the nations of the world are going to hate us because they're going to read about how every year we sat there and we were victorious over Haman, and we wiped out, we killed so many people, so they're going to hate us. So we don't want to establish a Yom Tov like that, because if we set up and we start reading about it and publicizing it, it's going to generate anti-Semitism, which, thank God, you know, well, they were right. Look at the anti-Semitism that we have now. So Esther said back to them, Kfar ksuv hani al divrei hayom l'malchei paro paros. It's already written in their books what happened. So by you establishing the Yom Tov now that we're going to be laying in the Megillah, you're not spreading the word anymore. They already have it written down in their books, the story of Purim that happened, so therefore, it's okay for you to establish to go ahead and set up a Yom Tov where you're going to read the Megillah. So the Gemara says, now, Rav Chanina, Rav Yochanan, Rav Chaviva, Masnu. So these four Tanaim, they learn the following, and before we get to that, the Kuli Seder Moed, Kalki Haita Azuga, Chalufi Rabbi Yochanan, Lumayel Rabbi Yonasan. Whenever you have these four Tanai mentioned together in whatever they're discussing, so you should take out Rabbi Yochanan and you should put in Rabbi Yonasan instead. But anyway, so what did they say? Shachalam Esther and Lechacham. So Esther asked of the Chachamim, Kisvunli Doris, I want you to write the story of Megillah. I want you to set it up forever. So Shachalah, they said, Halo Kasafti Lechal Shalishim. We learned that in the Pasuk. It says that Shlomo HaMelech wrote that you're only able to discuss the story of wiping out Amalek three times. It says Shalishim. They should only do it three times. So Shalishim V'Rol Rebem, you can only do it three times and you can't do it four times. And now it's going to prove, it's going to show, where did we already have it mentioned three times that you're not supposed to, that the story of destroying Amalek. So it says, Achimasul mikro kasa b'torah until they found a pasuk that said in the Torah. Ksov zal zikaron b'seif. I'm sorry. So we have three times that it was mentioned. First time it's mentioned is Parshas B'shalach. Okay, it talks about wiping out. Then we have it in Sefer Devarim. We have this again. It talks about that you're supposed in Kisei that you're supposed to be wiping out a Malik. And then the third time was you have the story in Shmuel. Okay, where it talks about wiping out a Malik. So they said we already have three times that it says about wiping out a Malik, so we can't have a fourth one. Until they found a pasuk in the Torah which allowed them to be able to darshan that you could actually have four times that it was going to be happening. How? It says, Ksov Zosi Karam Basefer. It says, as we said in my Bar Mitzvah Parsha, that it says the pasuk is that Hashem told Moshe that should write this in the Sefer. So what was he supposed to write? Ksov Zos, Masha Kosov Khan of Mishnah Torah. So that's one. Ksov Zos is really saying that right over here, where you're also writing there later on in Kiseitse. So that's considered to be one, even though it says it in two separate places, but it counts as one time that it talks about wiping out a Malek. Zikaron, it says the next one in the pasuk is Zikaron, Mashakasa ben Avim. That's not referring to Shlomo, to in Shmuel, where it talks about a Malek wiping him out. So that's the second time. B'sefer, Mashakasa ben Megillah, and then they learned that B'sefer, which is the fourth word, they learned out from there to tell you that you could have in Ksuvim also that the story of the Megillah, which talks about wiping out a Malek. Tanai, and similarly, we have a machlokas Tanaim about this. Ksov Zos, Mashakos of Khan, that one Tana learns, that the Tanakama learns, and what says Ksov Zos is what's written here. Zikaron, Mashakos of Mishnah Torah. Zikaron, which is this next word, is what's written in Devarim, that's two. Basefer, Mashakos of Nevi'im, that's what's written in Shmuel, Divri Rabbi Yeshua. So Rabbi Yeshua holds that you don't read the Megillah, that you don't write the Megillah to read it down, because it's going to talk about wiping out a Malik, because he learns in the Pasuk that the three of them are talking about one in Bishalach, one in Kiseitse, one in Shmuel. Rabbi Lazar HaModah Yomer, Ksov Zos, what's that? Mashakos of Khan of Mishnah Torah, like we said before. Zikara, Mashakos of Nevi'im, and Besefer, Mashakos of Megillah. I'm Rabbi Yehuda, I'm Shmuel, for similarly along this, the halacha is that when you have Torah, Nevi'im, Ksuvim, when you touch them, it's Matam of the Adayim. There's a machlok, Shammai, Bezillel. Rashi says that Shagazra Lein, Latam, Yes, Yadayim, Latruma, that if they were Gozer to be Matam of the Adayim for Trumas, you got to be careful when you're touching the cloth, you know, of a Sefer Torah, that's going to be Matam of the Adayim. So, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Esther ain't a Matam, Yes, Yadayim. Esther is not Matam of the Adayim. Seemingly, why? Because the Gemara is going to discuss it. So, Lamemer, the Savar Shmuel, Esther, La Baruch HaKadosh, Nemar, are you going to say that Shmuel held that Esther was not written with Ruach HaKadosh? Because the whole reason that we say that it's going to be Matam of the Adayim, because we said that it was written with Ruach HaKadosh. So, if he's saying that Esther is not Matam of the Adayim, it must be that he holds that it was not written with Ruach HaKadosh. And now, most of the rest of the Amid is going to show how we know that Esther was written with Ruach HaKadosh. Shmuel says that it was written by Ruach HaKodesh. So Gemara says, Nemra Likros, V'lo Nemra Lichtov. No, it was said with Ruach HaKodesh to say it, but not to write it down. Meaning the expectation was, is that people were, I don't know how they were going to do it, but the expectation was, is that people were going to read the Megillah Baal Peh without writing it down. Again, I don't know how that was going to work, because again, in the olden days, they didn't write down anything. It's only after people, they saw the people, because they must have great mnemonics for how to remember that. But it was said for Ruach HaKodesh, and it was said so that people could say it Baal Peh by heart, but not that they'd be writing it down. Mara says, I'm going to ask on that, Meisvei, Remeir Omer, Koheles Eino Matame Es Yadayim, Machlokas B'Shar Shirim, that Koheles was not written, is not Matame Es Yadayim, meaning it was not written with Ruach HaKodesh. And the machlokas is by Shir HaShirim. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Shir HaShirim Matam Es Yadayim. The Shir HaShirim is Matam Es Yadayim. Machlokas for Koheles. And machlokas is with Koheles. So he says the other way. And now we're going to get to the part that we need to know. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Koheles Mekulei Beis Shammai Umechumre Beis Hillel. That normally we know that whenever Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel are arguing, almost always Beis Hillel is Mekul and Beis Shammai is Machmir. So this machlokas here is one of the few times that Beis Shammai says that Koheles is not going to make your hands tameh, so they're mekel, and Beis Hillel says that it does. But, and this is the key line, Aval Rus v'Shir HaShirim v'Esther metameh nesei adayim. But if you have Rus, Shir HaShirim, and Esther are metameh the hands. So you see that Esther is metameh the adayim, which means that it was written and it was said with Ruach HaKodesh. My answer is Hudamak Rav Yeshua. He holds like Rav Yeshua that learned before, if you remember, one was for Bishalach, one was for Devarim, and the third one was for Shmuel. So Rabbi Yeshua holds that it was not written with Ruach HaKodesh, because he says that you couldn't do it. There's no fourth time that you could do it because it already said it three times. Okay, Gemara says, Tanya, so now again we're going to, one more piece before we get into Ruach HaKodesh. Tanya, Reb Shimon ben Yassi Omer, Koheles ena metamis yadayim, Koheles is not metami the hands, Mibnei shachachmaso shal Shlomo, because it's not Ruach HaKodesh, but Koheles is just the wise sayings that Shlomo HaMelech said, so it's not like he was saying from Ruach HaKodesh. Shlomo HaMelech was considered to be the smartest person, the wisest person that ever lived, so Shlomo HaMelech had all these things that he said, it was written down, but it's not Ruach HaKodesh. Amrullah, so they said to him, is that the only thing that Shlomo HaMelech said? Why is it that this was written down and nothing else? So, that he already said 3,000 mishalim that he gave out. So you see that he had many things that he had written. So why is it we're specifically with Koheles? But Omer al Tosef al Dorvan, it says that you're not supposed to be, you know, that you're not supposed to be adding on to his words. So Maiva Omer, what does it mean that it says you're not supposed to be adding on to his words? V'chi tema me'emar tuva Omer, maybe going to say that Shlomo said a lot of things. D'ibay ichtiv, d'ibay lo ichtiv, that if you want, some of them were written down and some weren't. Tashma al tosef al dvarav, he says, therefore, don't add on to his words at all. Meaning, so he's telling you that whatever he's doing now, that it was written with Ruach HaKodesh. And the rest of the things that he was saying were just like wise things that he had been saying to you. So now, we had said that the whole discussion was whether or not Esther was written with Ruach HaKodesh. So now the Gemara is going to go through the next few lines showing Psukim from Esther, which show that it must be that it was written with Ruach HaKodesh. Tanya, Reb Elazar Omer, Esther Baruch HaKodesh Nemar, was said with Ruach HaKodesh. How do we know that? Shenemar, Vayomer Haman Belibo, because it says that Haman said in his heart, when it was talking about that, Ahasuerus says to Haman, you know, that what should I do for the person who I want to reward for the good that he did to me? So it says, Haman said in his heart, who could the king be talking about except for me? So therefore, so it must be that if it says, how would we know what Haman was saying in his heart? So it must be that it was written with Ruach HaKodesh. What?
Could it just be an inference?
Well, Gemara's going to kind of answer that. Yeah. Hang on. Okay. The Gemara's kind of going to say that. Rav Akiva Omer, there's a different pasuk. It says, Esther Baruch HaKadosh Nemar, why Shenemar, but he Esther Nosei Tzchein Be'enei Kol Ro'ed, that it says that Esther found favor, and everyone that found, like when it says that they discovered Esther, and then she would go ahead, it says that everyone loved her. So again, how do we know that everyone loved her? It could just be that everyone on the face of it was saying, oh, you know, Esther, you're so great. But really deep down, they may have been thinking that they didn't like her at all. So if the Megillah testifies that she found favor with everyone that saw her, you know, meaning what they were thinking in their hearts, in their minds, it has to be that it was done with Ruach HaKodesh. Rav Meir says a different pasuk, Esther Baruch HaKodesh Nemra, Shenemar, V'yivudah Hadavar LeMordechai, that when Bigson and Sesh were plotting to kill the king, so it says the thing became known to Mordechai. How in the world did Mordechai know that this plot was taking place, that they wanted to kill Ahasuerosh? It must be through Ruach HaKodesh that he had, that there was Ruach HaKodesh that took place, that let him know what the plot was that was going on. And Rabbi Yossi ben Dermakis Omer, Esther Baruch HaKodesh Nemar, that was said to Ruach HaKodesh, how do you know, Shenemar, Uvavizel Oshochas Yadam, it says that after they conquered their enemies on Purim, so it says that they did that throughout the whole land, through 127 provinces, they didn't put their hands in any of the booty, they didn't take anything that they weren't supposed to, and again, how would you know? They didn't have social media, it's not like they had WhatsApp or people were posting what was going on with the battle, so how would they know that no one was taking anything that they weren't supposed to? It must be it was done through Ruach HaKodesh. Amar Shmuel, and Shmuel says the last one, Yehav Yehassam, if I would, these were all Tanaim. Shmuel was an Amor, and he said, Yehav Yehassam, if I would have been there, Hav Amina Milsa Dadif and Makula, I would have said something even better than any of the proofs that they just brought, because it says, Shenemar Kimu V'Kiblu, that what does that mean? Kimu L'Mala, Masha Kiblu L'Mata, that which we, down here on this world, that we accepted upon ourselves to celebrate the Yom Tov HaPurim, that was Kimu V'Kiblu in Shemayim. They also said, okay, we're going to establish this as a Yom Tov L'Dorei Doros. So how would they know to do that? If not for the fact that there was Ruach HaKodesh, then how would we know Kimu V'Kiblu? Amarava Lakula Islu Pircha, for all of the psukim that we just brought down, you can ask questions on them to show that it maybe was not Ruach HaKodesh. Levar Midishmuel, the last day Pircha, except for Shmuel that doesn't have a question. How do we know that? The Rebbe Lezer Svaruhu, because Rebbe Lezer, like you did, you said, it's just like you're saying, to Lohava Inish, to Chashiv Lamalka Kavase. In the facts and circumstances were that Haman was the second most powerful person in the kingdom, and he knew that he had found favor in Ahasuerus' eyes. So when Ahasuerus said it to him, he said, who's he talking about besides you? That's just like if you're writing a book, if the plot, then it would be that. That would be Haman was thinking, it has to be me. But not that we know that, we're just inferring that's what the situation was. of a high kika mapish tuva of amar adaiti the nafshi kamer. So therefore, when he was speaking about what should be done, because he was thinking that was going to be done to himself. The Rebbe Kiva, and that which we said that Esther found that Esther Matzachin that with everyone that saw her. How do we know that? Dilma Krebelazer the Amar Malamit Shkol Echav Echad Nidma Salo Kumaso, that there was a nace that took place that when anyone saw Esther, they thought that she was her nationality. So that way, so it doesn't mean that again that there was Ruach HaKodesh that we know they were thinking deep down, but because she appeared to everyone as their nationality, so of course they favored. Just like when you see something that happens now and you find out that the guy's Jewish, and you go like, oh, you know what happened? He's Jewish, and this is what happened. You know, like you take pride when you hear something happening that you see another Jew doing the same thing. That all the people that were living in Ahasuerus's provinces, whoever saw Esther thought that she looked and acted like their nationality. V'had Rab Meir, and that was Rab Meir said that Mordechai found out about Bixam Viseresh. How do we know that? Dilma Karab Chia Barava, the Amar Bixam Viseresh, Shnei Tarsiim Hayu, that they were from Tarsi. Tarsi was speaking a foreign language. So because Bixam Viseresh were speaking to each other out loud, and they didn't realize that Mordechai was part of the Sanhedrin. One of the requirements to be a part of the Sanhedrin was that you had to know all the languages, the 70 languages. So they thought we're safe to talk out loud to each other because no one's going to understand what we're saying, but Mordechai was going by and he heard the plot that was going on. V'had Rav Yossi bar Damascus, and that was he said that they didn't take anything. Dilma Pristaki Shtur, because maybe they sent messengers to Mordechai to say, hey, you should know that just like you told us not to do it, no one took anything that they weren't supposed to be taking. But for Shmuel, there's no question to what he said of Kimu V'Kiblu, that they accepted up high in Shemayim that which we did down here in the world. Amravina, Hanudan Rienchi, Tava Chada Pilpala, Harifta Mimila Tzanikari, that one sharp pepper is better than a basket full of melons, meaning that Shmuel was an Amora. And these were all Tanaim that were coming before him. So really, normally the way that it works in the in status, you have the Tanaim and you have the Amoraim, but Shmuel with his one saying was better than what the rest of the Tanaim were saying beforehand. So a little bit more. Rabbi Yosef Amar Mehacha. Rabbi Yossi says that it's written by Ruach HaKodesh. From here it says, "V'imei HaPurim Ha'ela lo yavru mitoch ha'yehudim," that the days of Purim are never going to pass from the Jews. So how would you know that they're never going to pass? How can you know what's going to be happening in the future? The answer is, was Ruach HaKodesh. Rav Nachman, Rav Yitzchak, Amar Mehacha, V'zichram lo yosef mizaram, that they should always be, that it should never be, it should be remembrance forever from their children. Okay, the point is, again, that's it's going to be going on forever, that they're never going to forget it. We will stop here, and we'll continue tomorrow night, let's assume here in this classroom at 9:10.
I wonder if there's anyone live today. You know, like, you see all these people.